Next is a letter to Dr. Bosa, B-O-S-A-H, regarding patient Joan, J-O-A-N, last name Holiday, H-O-L-L-I-D-A-Y. Date of birth is 9/21/1926. Dear Dr. Bosa, I had the pleasure of patient Joan Holiday in the office on 1/24/2013, per as you recall. This is a 86-year-old Caucasian female, initially seen by myself in the office on 12/21/2000 for a value just been described as, quote, indigestion, unquote. Period symptoms raised to her throat. Period, she didn't want to stress her cord and felt to be abnormal, and she didn't want craniogeography to some medical center on 1/22/2001, showing a 50% LAD stenosis. Per decision made to treat the patient medically. Period, she ultimately presented to Sierra Vista Health Center with complaints of chest discomfort. Period, circadic enzymes at that time consistent with non-aspirational infarction. Period, she didn't want repeat craniogeography on 2/5/2003, showing two vessel coronary arteries with significant stenosis in the diagonal branch LAD, as well as in the scleroderma, LVFS made at 30%, and evidence of prior anterior 1-month infarction. Period, she was transferred to Tucson and underwent PTCA of her diagonal branch lesion. Period. A repeat adenosine myalgia on 5/20/2006, known to be abnormal. Period. Discussing all the patients at that time and decision made for medical therapy. Period. She did have repeat coronary angiography on 5/22/2006, showing non-obstructive coronary disease. Period. She's been seen in Wellcase fibroblast follow-up on 7/19/2012. Period. Last function study was a Lexus game myalgia 2/1/2012, known to be negative from reducible ischemia. Period. Ejection fraction at that time, known to be within normal limits. Period. She presents today for follow-up. Period. She notes proximal extremity aches. Period. She's not using chest discomfort per se. Shortness of breath, rest, nausea, and diaphragm, neck, arm pain, palpitations, syncope, near syncope, without PND, or exertional dyspnea. Period. Virgo. On physical exam, vitals follows. Heart rate is 70, respirator is 16. Blood pressure 132/84, weight is 171 pounds, height is 5'3". Period. HENT is unremarkable. There's no JVD or carotid rhythm. Not a period. Heart is regular rate and rhythm with a 2/6 is documented. Period. No S3 or S4 noted. Period. PMI is not displaced. Lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, non-tender, positive vowel sounds. Period. External horn dry without cyanosis. Palate input. Pulse were intact. Times 4 extremities. Period. Perguff. Impression 1, myalgias, possibly secondary Zocor. Number 2, coronary artery disease, status post PTCA, next to myomy triggerization, next to left, correction right bundle branch block, slash left anterior fascicular block. Next number, skin comopathy by history period, LVF noted to be improved within normal limits. Next number, hyperlipidemia, next number, hypothyroidism, improved Virgo. Recommendation 1, patient to continue coronary artery disease, proven case patient. Number 2, patient to discontinue Zocor. Next number, check lipids in 1 month. Next number, patient to call the status of her myalgias within the next 3 to 4 weeks. Next number, patient follow-up in 6 months or prior as needed. Pittsburgh, thank you much for allowing me to appreciate care of this patient. Question and concerns, please know that to contact me. Sign this sincerely, Dr. William Gell at Camadale.